Welcome to the Voice of God Daily, where Reverend Dr. Brad Miller, biblical scholar and pastor, shares a little bit of Bible to feed your soul and a prayer to bless your day. Jesus said in the scriptures, "Today you will hear the voice of God through the words of the gospel spoken aloud." Now, listen and be filled with God's word.
Hello, good person. Reverend Dr. Brad Miller here, and welcome to the Voice of God Daily, your daily biblical New Testament lectionary reading, resource, and breath prayer, bringing a bit of Bible into your day. Now, here's today's New Testament lesson. Today's New Testament reading from the Revised Common Lectionary, Year C, reading from the New Century Version, the Gospel of Luke 24, 1 through 12. Jesus rises from the dead. Very early on the first day of the week at dawn, the women came to the tomb bringing spices they had prepared, and they found the stone rolled away from the entrance of the tomb. But when they went in, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And while they were wondering about this, two men in shining clothes stood beside them. The women were very afraid and bowed their heads to the ground. The men said to them, "Why are you looking for the living in this place for the dead? He is not here. He has risen from the dead. Do you remember what he told you in Galilee? He said that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinful people, be crucified and rise from the dead on the third day." Then the women remembered what Jesus had said. The women left the tomb and told all these things to the 11 apostles and the other followers. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and some other women who told the apostles everything that had happened at the tomb. But they did not believe the women because it sounded like nonsense. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb, bending down and looking in. He saw only the cloth that Jesus' body had been wrapped in. And Peter went away to his home, wondering about what had happened. The voice of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. The Voice of God Daily is your daily reading from the Revised Common Lectionary by Reverend Dr. Brad Miller. In a moment, we will pray a breath prayer together. I believe Scripture is fulfilled in your hearing, and my goal is to get a bit of Bible into the ears of a million people. You can help by sharing the voiceofgoddaily.com with one person in your life. You can rate and review the Voice of God Daily at Apple Podcasts and download the ABC 123 Bible Study Guide at voiceofgoddaily.com. Now, here's today's recommended resource. Something I can do to help you go deeper in your Bible study and your spiritual development is to recommend to you great resources, which I know will be helpful to you. My friend, Pastor John Stange, has a book, Dwell on These Things, available at desirejesus.com/dwellonthesethings. It's about changing the messages that enter your mind and learning to see yourself through God's eyes by spending 31 days feeding your heart with a biblical message of encouragement. So I encourage you to check out Pastor John Stange's book. That's S-T-A-N-G-E, the book Dwell on These Things at desirejesus.com/dwellonthesethings. Let's have a breath and have a prayer. Ever faithful God, by divine wisdom, you gather us out of the darkness that has spoken its worst in the death of our Savior into the light of Christ. Enable us to recall your many acts of mercy, the miracles by which you delivered us, and the signs of your unwavering love for humankind, which proclaims the gospel of resurrection and life. Amen.
All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful. We trust you have found the Voice of God Daily useful for your soul today. If you wish to go deeper into today's scripture, please download the free Bible study guide at voiceofgoddaily.com. The Voice of God Daily can be heard on Apple Podcasts and at voiceofgoddaily.com. Would you be so kind as to share the good news of the Voice of God Daily with the people in your life who need to hear a good word? Your next opportunity to hear the Voice of God Daily podcast with your host, Reverend Dr. Brad Miller, is tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening to God's fulfilling word.